You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And we have a lot to discuss today. There's a lot going on in the news. We wanted to do like a topical episode of stuff that's happening in pop culture. There's also a ton happening with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you guys have not been on Twitter, you may not have seen that Kyle Richards is canceled as of today. Or yesterday, I guess, as we're recording this. But we wanted to discuss some things that are happening in pop culture, too. Just some things that are topical.
So I guess top of my list, no spoilers, I promise. But Stranger Things just released the last two episodes of season 4. And I watched them. And honestly, I don't know if it's my attention span or what. But like an over 2 hour long episode of Stranger Things is too long. Like that 2 hours of Stranger Things is far too fucking long for me to watch. Yeah. And I'll binge it, right? Like I'll watch the whole thing, but one episode being 2.5 hours long, I was just like, I can't do this.
I get it. It's very indulgent. That's how, I mean, it's not the same, but that's how I feel about The Bachelor. It's a little different, but I'm always like, how are you making this 3 hours? Like, how is that even physically possible?
Yeah, and you have to pay attention. And there are so many storylines in Stranger Things. I swear, Troy, I watched that show and I have no idea what's happening.
I feel like really shitty because I haven't watched this season. And everybody keeps telling me that if there was one season that I would like as like an 80s horror fan, it would be this one. The one I should see.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, the acting is always incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. There's so much I could say about like Caleb McLaughlin and stuff, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's too much.
I get it. 2 hours is a long time. It's very indulgent.
Agreed. The other thing that I had is that Chris Pratt went on Men's Health and went on some kind of like PR cleanup of being the most hated Chris in the world. And he said people don't actually call him Chris. They actually call him CP or just Pratt. And he also said he's never been to Hillsong.
So my friend Russ Martin texted me this because I didn't know that he had said that publicly. And he texted me the link the other day. And he was like, why is Chris Pratt gaslighting us? And I was like, what's he doing now? I almost dropped my phone. What does he mean that he's never practiced it? And he said that he's just a good old Christian, right? That's what he said.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not even a religious person. I'm like, you have posted many of pictures of a cross with the sunset behind it.
Like who's advising you? That's the dumbest thing ever to just be like, just lie.
And then say you don't go by Chris. What?
When you've literally acquired a fan base that likes you because you're religious.
Yeah.
Like the fuck?
No, I was telling my friends, I was like, I don't know if the new Jurassic World did bad. Mm-hmm. Like that could be a reason. And I know he has two movies that just came out on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're just like, listen, Chris, you're very unlikable since you and Anna Faris have broken up. So we need to fix it.
Do you think the amount of people that don't like him outweigh the people that like him and don't know bad stuff about him?
I really don't know. Because I feel like it's really tough for us because we're so like always in pop culture.
Yeah.
That I don't know. I know when you say you don't like them, a lot of people are like, wait, why?
That's what I was literally just going to say that. Like when I talk to people who aren't psychopaths like us, they don't really get why I don't like him. And I think that they just see him as like a big blockbustery kind of like Hugh Jackman kind of guy, like just a guy that isn't like The Rock. Like he's just in explosion movies and he's funny. I think that, yeah, I feel like the minority is the people who don't like him, which is really weird.
It's Twitter, but Twitter made enough noise that he became the most hated Chris.
Exactly. Yeah. Twitter always makes enough noise.
Twitter's for the streets.
The first thing I wanted to talk about was I don't know if we've ever had this conversation. We may have, but I am a psychopath Big Brother watcher. Like it's crazy. It's my favorite show. It's my version of like sports. It's my football season. Like when it starts, I'm hardcore. I watch the live feeds. Like I'm crazy, a psychopath. Like I'm not as fun in the summer as I am in the fall because of Big Brother. I'm not kidding. My friends
it's
know.
On like 3 times a week, right?
It's on 3 times a week. Two of them are, or one of them is live. So you literally have to watch it if you don't want to get spoiled. And then the live feeds are 24 hours. So it literally consumes my life as the summer's going on. And they just announced the cast, which I'm really excited about. We're coming off of a season of Celebrity Big Brother that was pretty wild, but I'm excited to get back into just like a normal season. And yeah, I guess, I don't know how, I guess we'll occasionally kind of give little updates of what's happening on Big Brother for the people who care.
Can I ask you a quick question about last season?
Okay.
What did Todrick Hall do that made everybody like hate him?
So basically he came off on the live feeds as like extremely, extremely unlikable and just like a brat. And he going into that season had a really poor reputation for not paying people.
I knew that.
Yeah. Like he like poaches the RuPaul's Drag Race girls for content and talent and to do his music videos and shit. And he doesn't pay them. I also have heard, this is alleged. Can you say your alleged thing now?
Everything from here on out is alleged.
So I have also heard on Reddit and like through the grapevine, through drag queens and stuff that like Todrick is a real like casting couch guy. Like,
oh,
he like hooks up with a lot of people that he works with. And I've just heard really horrible things about him. And he was also saying on the live feed that like he manipulates his fans, like that he like tricks them into, I mean, just really incriminating bad stuff. So he just kind of showed that he's not a great guy.
Okay. All right. Cause I was curious. I know we got like 1 or 2 DMs and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll give little, I know that Big Brother is really hard to follow if you don't watch the live feed. So maybe like occasionally I'll give a little update as to what's going on. Cause I will be locked in. So, oh yeah, I also wanted to mention Britney's court case. So if you haven't heard, basically Lou Taylor has been kind of exposed again, Britney's former business manager. Let's see, like this Los Angeles Times article says, Lou Taylor, Britney's first former business manager, was an intimate friend of Spears' father and played a direct role in the creation of the Pop Stars Conservatorship in 2008. We all know this stuff, but it's kind of come out and been confirmed that she was like heavily involved, signed off on Britney being drugged. There's just a lot going on. And also like court documents have come out just showing like the financial aspect and that she made like $18 million off of this fucking thing.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And like the fortune that she helped build for people like the Kardashians is directly tied to Britney.
Wow. And
yeah.
I was so happy I was able to show you TriStar when we were in Nashville.
Oh my fucking God. I know.
I was like, do you want to get mad?
I know. That's so crazy. It was so weird to be within such close proximity to the building.
Well, I'm excited for this week because it's basically how you were during the One Tree Hill episode. I'm just going to kind of sit back and read some blinds and learn a lot.
So we are doing the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today, and you guys are going to be very happy to know that we are specifically doing the Richards sisters, to the best of our ability. There's like a couple sprinkled in of other housewives, people like Lisa Vanderpump and Taylor Armstrong. But for the most part, we're going to be talking about the Richards sisters. And so, of course, we have to discuss what's going on right now in the news with Kyle Richards before we get into anything, because this is crazy. Let me try and explain this the best I can. There's two things. So the first thing is that there's a scene in the upcoming episode of The Real Housewives where Erica Jane and Dorit and Kyle and their partners are like sitting in a living room at this party at Garcelle's house. Garcelle's son, was likely sent into the party to pick up like a potted plant that she got as a birthday gift and take it out to like the car or whatever, because they were leaving. Erica Jane is like having like, she's like going through it. Like, I think that we're seeing that she's like some addiction issues or something, and she's got like some alcohol problem happening, and they're like really highlighting it on the show. So Garcelle's son comes into the living room. He picks up this plant, like says his goodbyes, and Erica turns to him and she says, "Get the fuck out of here. You get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here."
To a kid?
Seriously. To a kid, a 14-year-old boy.
Okay.
A 14-year-old black boy on camera. And these are a bunch of wealthy white people sitting around with their pinkies up drinking champagne and telling this little boy to get the fuck out of his mom's party.
Okay.
He's like, "Get the fuck out of here before you get in trouble. Get the fuck out of here."
Her voice is terrible. He is one of the worst speaking voices I've ever heard.
And it's gotten worse over the years, I feel. And the even worse thing about it is that they all sit around and laugh while he's standing there like humiliated in shock that this grown-ass woman just told him to, quote, "get the fuck out." He's 14. And he was told to go in there and grab the plant. So it's just like highly inappropriate. It makes her look just horrendous, like just a terrible person. She already looks like a vile fucking monster. Mm-hmm. She's not apologetic or sorry about anything that happened last year with her husband. She has made it perfectly clear. She does not feel bad for those victims. She doesn't feel bad for those people. She has said numerous times, "I care about me. I'm looking out for myself." Like, she wants people to know that she still has money and that she'll be fine and that her life won't change and she did nothing wrong. And on top of it, she acts like a fucking cunt. So I'm just repulsed by her. I'm disgusted by her. She's a monster.
I agree.
Part two of this wildness involves Kyle Richards. So Kyle Richards, in an upcoming episode, we haven't seen the full episode. And I do want to make that clear. We don't know the context of the episode yet. We're only seeing a clip. But this clip has gone viral. And Kyle Richards had to release a statement, I think, today. Because she is being dragged on the internet. And I think for a lot of people, this feels like 13 years in the making, because Kyle Richards is extremely involved in the production of this show, in a sense. She's very close to Andy. She's very close to the production team.
Is she an OG?
She's an OG.
Okay.
She's never not been on a season. And Kyle has, everybody knows that Kyle has some sort of workings with the network where they make her, they protect her.
Okay.
They give her a great edit. They protect her. They refuse to fire her. They never demote her. Like, she's got something going on with Andy, and everybody knows that. And she's always been favored by the network because of that. So when she has like issues with other housewives, they will edit the other wives to look worse than her. Like, it's crazy. And people hate that. People really, really, really for don't sure. like that, obviously, right? And it feels like for the first time since the premiere of this show, it has crumbled. And everybody now has seen Kyle. Because there's a scene in the upcoming episode where she's sitting and talking to this woman named Sutton. And Sutton is talking to Diana Jenkins. And Diana is like, they're arguing about trauma and things that they've gone through in their past. Diana brings up that she lost a baby recently, and it's been a storyline on the show that she was in the hospital, she lost a bunch of weight, she almost died, I believe that she had a stillbirth, and it was this really horrifically traumatic experience for her. Mm-hmm. So Sutton, this woman who she's not been getting along with, is sitting and telling her, like, I relate to you, like, I feel you, I also had two miscarriages, I've lost two babies, like, I understand what you're going through. And Kyle, I don't know what was going through her. I mean, she's wasted in the clip, obviously. And you're seeing like the true her. She is so vile in this clip. Like, it made me extremely uncomfortable. She's like grabbing Sutton's arms really violently. And it reminds me of the way that she treats her sister, the way she treats Kim. Shaking her and like pushing her shoulder back and like twisting her away from Diana. and saying, like, basically telling her that you're lying about these kids that you've lost, that nobody knows that to be true. She's like, you're bringing this. Yeah. She's like, you're bringing this up out of nowhere. Nobody knows these stories. You're just bringing this up. Well, you lost two babies. When did you allegedly lose these babies? And it's horrible. And she even says, she goes, okay, well, she recently lost her baby and like you lost yours or whatever forever ago. Nobody cares about that. And she goes, you haven't told anybody that. It just feels like bullshit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so, it was like a, sorry, Soka, you got it.
No, you go.
I was just going to say it was a rare moment where the mask kind of slipped and production included it. And it's wild because they never include things that make Kyle look bad.
Yeah.
So it's shocking that for the first time in over 10 years that this clip made it on the show. But like people are very, very unhappy with Kyle. And I don't think she'll be able to come back from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the only Real Housewives I've watched are Salt Lake City and New York. In New York, I'm like a new viewer. I haven't, I've gone back and watched the episodes that matter, like Scary Island and a few of those. But I follow a lot of Bravo pages, and it seems to me that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills women are always like just being the worst. And it could be across all the cities, right? Like, I just kind of see the housewives, like Lisa Rinna really sticks out to me a lot. Mm-hmm. And they seem to be very much on social media more so than the other women. I don't know if that's true though. Is that right? Where they're always like trying really hard to like defend themselves more than other Bravo celebrities I've seen.
I wouldn't say that they do it more. It picks up intense when the season is on.
Okay. That makes sense.
So like when the season is airing, it's like, it's wild. Like they are that show just in general, like all of the housewives, they're very like trigger happy when it comes to like Twitter and stuff. And like a lot of their storylines exist because of social media, of them fighting online. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I would say that they're any worse than any of the other housewives, but it's one of the more popular cities. It's like one of the most watched cities. So people like, I guess you probably see it more.
Okay. That makes sense. I also didn't know that Kathy Hilton was related to the Richards sisters until Maggie, who runs Best of Bravo, came on Nostalgia and Now and told me. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Kathy is their like second mom because when their mom died, she took on like the mom role.
Okay.
They have a very interesting, like if you're interested in like family dynamics or like sister things, the Hilton/Richards are extremely fascinating. So much smoke and mirrors and like it's so much abuse and trauma as well.
Yeah, we've been asked to cover them a bunch. So I'm really excited to like learn about the dynamic. And I've seen the clips of like, I don't think this clip was supposed to be funny when she was like, you stole my fucking house. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen that clip and I've seen them all screaming at each other, but I don't know the context, I guess.
I don't know if I would be able to tell you the full context, but basically in a nutshell, Kim Richards is a child star. Kyle Richards is also a child star. Kim Richards is sort of like Britney, if in a sense. So my friend Julie Feese, I've had her on Dunzo, and she is a psychologist. And I had her on to talk about the dynamic between Britney and Jamie Lynn when Jamie's book was announced. She's fucking brilliant. You guys should all follow her. But she released a TikTok recently about Kim and Kyle and how they relate to Britney and Jamie and how like eerily similar they are.
Okay.
So Kim and Jamie have the same kind of trajectory where they were, or I'm sorry, Kim and Britney have the same trajectory where they were like famous first. They were like very successful child stars. Obviously Kim wasn't like a world dominating star, but she was the most successful one at first, right? She made a bunch of money for her family. Her mom was the worst of the worst of the worst when it comes to being a parent of a child star. I'm talking like some Millie Bobby Brown, Brooke Shields type shit is what we're going to be getting into. So I'm just trigger warning to everybody listening. So they're very similar in that sense. And then Kyle is very similar to Jamie Lynn in the sense that she became famous after, and her sister went through all this abuse and trauma that she didn't really have to like be a part of. Mm-hmm. And her sister sort of paved the way for her to just act. And her sister's life is in shambles. She's an alcoholic. She's has all these addiction issues. She's been abused and passed around and had all these horrible things happen to her. And like Kyle is like the golden child, and she's able to live this great life because she didn't have to go through any of that while also treating her sister like shit and punishing her because of it. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's wild. But we're starting in 2012, and I don't even know if this very first one is about Kim or Kyle, but it is Beverly Hills. So it says, which Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star has a huge drinking problem that is not named Kim Richards? When it comes to filming, she can usually stick to just one glass of wine, maybe two, but as soon as her scenes wrap, she's drinking hardcore, and she is an angry drunk. Lately, she's been making scenes all over town at night at places like Soho House, etc. She gets a bunch of drinks in her and then starts getting really nasty, berating, yelling, and screaming at both friends and total strangers. She often has to be helped out when she wants to leave. I'm also told that when she's not drinking, she gets extremely fidgety. I don't want to call it the DTs, but she's apparently very fidgety and very uncomfortable when she does not have a drink in her hand. Her real friends, not these housewife people, want her to get help, but they know it won't happen because it's not her style, and she doesn't think that she has an issue. The producers of the show have been witness to plenty of her drunken outbursts and know her patterns, but as long as she shows up on time, sticks to her one glass of wine during filming, and does her job, they really don't seem to care. This is horrifically dark. This is going to be so dark, you guys. I'm just letting you know. That's Taylor Armstrong. Are you familiar with her?
Only that, like, enough gif. That's her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Or the one when they're, like, yelling at the table.
So her husband committed suicide while they were filming the show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And the reason that she was having this drinking issue is because her husband was beating the shit out of her, like, actually actively trying to kill her all the time, broke her jaw, like, drown their dog in a pool, like some dark shit. So yeah, and then her husband committed suicide because the housewives confronted her about him abusing her, and he unalived himself in their house, and her daughter saw on the show.
Wait, oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our first blind item?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I know. I'm just warning everybody, like, this is, I know it's like Housewives and Housewives of Silly and whatever, but this is dark, all of the shit that we're going to read.
Yeah. When we first started, I was like, oh, cool, Housewives. Can't wait to learn more about them. Now I'm like, there's a reason I didn't watch this.
Yeah.
So this is a long one. We are still in 2012. Over the past 6 years, I've told you some awful stories of people. There have been plenty of good people too. This story, though, is about someone who probably suffered the most as a child star and still managed to come out on top, although very emotionally scarred. So trigger warning, just trigger warning for the rest of the episode. This actress used to be a nice, solid B-list actress. She does not act very much anymore. Some movies, some cameos, but for the most part, she doesn't do much. She has some other activities which keep her busy, in which she has also made a name for herself. Back in the day, she was a child actress. Cute and funny, growing up in the name of actors on set where rules were not really followed and behavior could be abhorrent. Despite being just an early teen, our actress was forced to have sex or coerced to have sex with men twice or sometimes three times her age. This was not a one-time thing, but a daily thing. She had to endure it if she wanted to be an actress. Her parents told her to toughen up and that there was nothing wrong with it. Well, she did not have the best parents in the world. From the very first day she walked onto a film set, she was groped and teased. There was one older actor she thought she was safe from, but after their third day of filming, he had her in his dressing room, undressing for him while he pleasured himself. She had to do this at least once a week. There was her other co-star, who was almost the same age, who told her he would get her fired unless they had sex. He also made her try some drugs. This was all at like 12 and 13. Crazy. On one show she was on, she was repeatedly molested by a man who was later accused of raping one of his neighbor's children. Apparently, since he thought he could get away with it on sets, he also thought the same rules applied in the real world. All you have to do is mention the guy's name or character name to the actress, and she'll start crying. All of this has affected every day of her life since. It all makes sense what she does now when you think of what happened to her back then. And that's Kim Richards. Oh my. Now, is this something that they talked about on the show too? Were they like open that she was abused, or was this like blind item stuff that kind of came to light as she was on the show more?
So they sort of chalk her addiction up to like the classic, like child star, like, oh, you know, damaged child star.
Okay.
They never talk about her abuse. If anything, they romanticize their childhoods and, you know, there. So I want to mention to you now, while we're like off coming off of this blind, like their mom is this woman named Big Kath. And Big Kath was like the matriarch of their family. And she really instilled, she was abusive, obviously. She like was like a typical stage parent. Like I said, very like Brooke Shields, Millie Bobby Brown kind of thing.
Is that Kathy's mom too? Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when she passed away, Kathy kind of took on the role of like mom for the sisters. And Big Kath, it was famously like, she used to take Kim Richards as a teenager to the Beverly Hills Hotel as a kid, like as a 12, 13 year old girl. And they would get wasted at the bar together. And Kyle would like pick them up as a kid.
Like Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Like she learned how to drive from having to drive her mom and little or like her sister around drunk, and they're kids.
Holy and shit.
Yeah, she even taught Big Kath, trained her daughters to find wealthy men and like marry them. And they were always taught to marry for money, like never for love. And she hired someone to give her daughter, I believe it was Kim, sex lessons. She hired a person, quote, sex lessons, whatever the fuck that means, so that her child would know how to please men. Like, this is like on a level that is like so wild. And that's why people talk a lot of shit about Kyle. But, and I think that Kyle is also a fucking monster at times, but I look at them both as abuse victims.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think many people do. I think that people look at Kim because she's the more sort of loud. It's just like Jamie Lynn and Britney.
Right, right.
It's like, is Jamie Lynn an asshole? For sure. But she also is an abuse victim.
Right. Yeah. Honestly, take a shot every time I'm going to say, holy shit, or oh my God, this episode. Because I'm not ready for this at all. I didn't know what kind of blind items we were going to be reading. Definitely didn't expect this to be 100% transparent right now.
This is, we're still in 2012. This B-plus list celebrity who used to fancy herself an actress when she was younger was found in a hotel hallway this week, face down, clutching a bottle of pills in one hand and her dress in the other. She was wearing a pair of panties and that was it. A close relative was also staying at the hotel, but was unaware that her relative was not in the room. And that's Kim, and the relative being Kyle.
We are now in 2013. This Real Housewife has been up for some pretty meaty acting gigs, despite her reputation being less than stellar as far as keeping her shit together and actually being able to work. She wants to work and should work, but her family keeps on sabotaging her along the way. For whatever reason, they do not want her financially independent ever again. another Real Housewife from a different franchise heard from a mutual friend what was happening to her and quietly intervened. She called the housewife and told her that another agent wanted a lunch meeting with her. Well, the other Real Housewife forgot to tell her to keep it a secret because instead of the other housewife showing up for the meeting, her brother-in-law was there, irate that any business matters were being discussed without them. At that point, he said rather loudly that if he had to call every agent in the country to warn them about booking his sister-in-law, he would. Everything goes through him and him alone. The Real Housewife that tried to help later called the other housewife to tell her what happened, but the calls were never answered or returned. She also received a legal letter from the brother-in-law that was copied to the network that she should not contact her again. So the Real Housewife is Kim Richards. It doesn't say who the helpful Real Housewife is, and the brother-in-law is Mercutio.
It's Maurizio.
Maurizio.
Mercutio.
What the fuck? Are we in Romeo and Juliet?
I'm obsessed. Mercutio. He's Mercutio forever.
So now we are in 2014. This husband of a Real Housewife still cheats. He's just so much more careful than he used to be when he got busted before. Not Joe or Mario or anyone on the East Coast, actually. It is Kyle Richards' husband.
Maurizio.
Maurizio, thank you. I needed to hear it one more time for it to like connect.
And we're now in 2014. And again, trigger warning, this is a super dark blind. This celebrity slash reality star slash part-time actress has been in this space before. Others close to her have too. And one of the few ventures left that she has not tried in Hollywood, our B-list celebrity has written a book. Well, a ghostwriter did. A few of them actually because the first two could not face listening to any more stories from the celebrity. Not that they were boring. There was nothing boring about them. Basically, from the time that she can remember, she was passed around from one family member to the next. If you thought the sex ring in Alabama was perverse, this is much worse. This ring also involved videos and not just family members, but also friends of the family and sometimes strangers if the money offered was high enough. This is why our celebrity has no problem selling herself for fame or money because she has been doing it her entire life. It is the only thing that she knows. She trusts one person in her life and that's all. The fact that she sometimes sleeps with that person is another blind for another day. Although the book talks a lot about her history. It also names a ton of names in Hollywood and the things that she did for them and to them, and it's no holds barred and has dates and photos. If this was 50 years ago, our celebrity would probably find herself at the base of a cliff for what she is set to say. And that, of course, is Kim. Kim's book never came into fruition, but I would love a book where she just fucking lets everybody have it. I don't think that would ever happen, but she deserves to be able to write a book and fucking expose her sister and her mom and all the men that she was forced to be with. And yeah.
Now, when you say your sister, do you just mean Kyle or Kathy too?
I mean, both of them.
Just the whole family?
The whole family. Yeah.
There was a recent clip that I saw of Kim on a red carpet, and she definitely wasn't making sense. People assume that she was on drugs again or drinking again. And it seemed like Kathy was trying to like protect her a little bit.
Kim is like the Richard sisters, like party trick and dirty little secret.
Oh, okay.
She's a great reality star, and Kyle exploited that for years by airing their dirty laundry on television and using it as a storyline. And also at the same time, like they've been taught since they were little girls to lie about her addiction issues, protect the family, keep the secrets.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody know about their shit. And I also think that that's really toxic. Like, I'm not defending Kyle, but I think as a person who comes from like a not great family, it's like, you do have to kind of view the abuse from all sides and like how it affects everybody. And I think it's really damaging and would turn you into like kind of a shit person if you've been told your whole life, like, you have to lie for your sister, keep your sister's secrets. Like, and you know all this shit going on. I don't know. I just think that the whole thing's really messy, but I don't want it to seem like I'm not being sensitive to Kim.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think you're coming off insensitive to either sister. Honestly, okay. I don't. Apparently this Real Housewife was given a choice. If she wanted to stay on the show, she had to say the story was made up. It wasn't. Otherwise, she would be fired. The producers wanted the accused on the show more than the accuser. Look for one big name to be gone next season. In the show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the accuser, Kim Richards, accused Lisa Rinner in story about Lisa's husband, Harry Hamlin.
I guess that's kind of true. Lisa's there and Kim's gone.
Does Lisa Rinna suck really bad?
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Okay, that's fair.
Everybody has very intense opinions about her. She's extremely polarizing. Like, I don't think anybody is like in the middle about Lisa. You either love her or you fucking hate her.
Okay.
I think that she's just like a really good reality star, but I think that she's so desperate that she will literally do anything. Like, she doesn't have like a moral, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? There's no limit for her.
She's just like Yolanda and Chris and like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hear a lot about her daughters.
Yeah. Lisa's the kind of person that would do literally anything to be famous. She's the girl who, like, if she was on the Hills, she would have thrown everybody under the bus for a Birkin. With no problem. Okay, like, she doesn't give a fuck.
Now you're speaking my language, Troy.
And in the eternal quest to create drama for a reality show, these two women have agreed to pretend to fight with each other over an upcoming wedding. One is pretending that she will not attend because she's angry with the other. Snub. The one little detail that nobody is talking about, the wedding itself is a lie. The couple was already married and has been since last year. However, the TV show wanted more drama, so they are staging a, quote, wedding to upgrade the party's importance and to add fuel to the feud between the women. If the first woman didn't show up to the party, it's not that big of a deal. However, if she didn't show up for a, quote, wedding, well, that's drama. The first woman, her husband, and her child/children were there for the real wedding last year. This fake wedding and snub storyline were scripted simply to manufacture some controversy. Their lives really just aren't that interesting without it. For some real drama, though, we would have the first woman show up at the wedding at the last minute. Tears in her eyes, all is forgiven, hug it out. But that's just us. So woman one being Kyle, woman two, of course, being Kim. This was when Kim's daughter was getting married. And it was like Kim's only storyline that year was that her daughter was getting married. So I guess that would make sense. I don't know.
This A-minus, this reality star, has some well-documented problems. She really needs help, but those around her who should be helping and protecting her, they're doing just the opposite, encouraging her to sign up for another season when she should be the furthest thing away from reality television. Her producers are in two minds here. They feel she brings ratings and drama, but they're worried about her liability if something perilous happens. Her friends on the cast want her to return, so they have a storyline and an ally to shoot with next season. Her family half wants her in a long-term clinic, and the other half wants her on the show for their own purpose. Our reality star craves the fame and money, still denying she has a problem. Who's our star? And the reality star being Kim, the cast member who wants her to return, Brandy Glanville, family member who wants her in the clinic, Kathy Hilton, and family member who wants her back on the show, Kyle. Wow, poor Kim.
Yeah. And Kim has always just been, like, pulled from every direction. Like, on this specific season of the show, which was wild, Kim had relapsed. And she had become really close friends with Brandy Glanville, which is never good. And Kyle wanted Kim filming the show. Kathy was upset with Kyle because she didn't want her on this fucking show, being an addict on TV. But Kyle loves having that built-in storyline of her sister being on the show. So this particular season, Brandy, like, got really intensely in between these sisters. I believe she was enabling Kim's drinking. I think that they were like being Tara Reid's together.
Oh.
Which was just one of the most like horrendous things to watch on TV. Like just, oh, very triggering. But yeah, Brandi Glanville is a mess. We're now in 2015. This housewife is supposedly sober, but people who have seen her say she is worse than she has ever been. And this was shortly after in 2015 when she had that big relapse. And I want to say that might even be when Dr. Phil reached out to her. I could be wrong about that, but yeah.
What do you think of Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew? I feel like they're such little leeches. I think Dr. Drew is better than Dr. Phil, but mm-hmm. I still think they're like leeches.
Yeah. I was never really a Dr. Oz girl, but I religiously watched Dr. Phil.
Oh, okay. Or
did you say Dr. Drew?
I said Dr. Drew just because like...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just because he's like teen mom.
Yes, Dr. Drew. I'm never a Dr. Drew girl. Hate Dr. Drew. I also fucking despise Dr. Phil, but I have hate watched his show basically my whole life. He's a quack and a fucking monster. I'm so happy that he got exposed.
Yeah.
You know, because I always waited years to see, like, when is somebody going to expose him for being... He's a monster. A hypocritical, evil monster.
Who's not even a real doctor.
No, he's horrible, but I do love him.
That sums up all your relationship with every man I've ever heard you talk about.
This is not my first rodeo. I'm obsessed with him. I can't quit him.
Just because she was publicly caught for the first time doing something doesn't mean that it was her first time doing it. This woman has always had impulse control problems. She also has a long history of taking things that don't belong to her. When she was a famous child actress, she regularly got in trouble for stealing. She would cry and beg the store manager not to report her, claiming that it would ruin her career. She would say that she thought someone else had already paid for it or that someone else had dared her to do it. She was a good little actress and quite famous at the time, and the store manager didn't want to be responsible for ruining some famous kid's life over a $10 pair of earrings. So they simply released her to the custody of her parents. As she was making more money for them at the time, and they could not do anything to her that would interfere with her work, her parents just let it go too. Without any consequences, the little thief never had reason to stop her behavior. Her family will say that they're shocked and that this is the first time that something like that has ever happened. They may even try and blame it on need or substance abuse or forgetfulness. However, they all know her history. The little thief has done it many times over the years. This is simply the first time she was unable to get away with it. And that's Kim Richards. And I don't like that they're calling her like little thief.
I know. I've always said that I think Kim has, you know, I love referring to people with Lindsay Lohan disorder.
Yeah, or like Winona Ryder.
Yeah, like just chaos disorder, like grew up in a traumatic situation and now they're addicted to chaos. Mm-hmm. She very much is like that. Like she reminds me of like an older Lindsay, if Lindsay had like kind of a different career path, you know, they're very similar. And okay. Like this is giving very Lindsay, like thiefing.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
This former housewife failed in her plans to get back on the show and is being hounded by creditors. Things are so bad, she recently pulled a trick that could land her in jail if she's caught in order to get some much needed funds. And that's either Brandi Glanville or Kim Richards.
Or both. If you were wondering why only half of the celebrity couple attended a recent extravagant wedding, we have the answer. It turns out that the bride's family is furious with the husband of the reality couple. Here's why. The bride's family hired the husband when he was a nobody, taught him the business from the ground up, and made him rich over the course of nearly a decade. He traded on their family name for years. This is great. The things they got, as soon as his wife became a reality star, he ditched their company to become their direct competitor. And it's constantly trying to steal clients and key employees away from them. While the wife tries to portray her marriage as perfect and her husband as a great guy, the rest of the family thinks that he is a total slime ball. That's the real reason the two sides of the family are so mad at each other and the reason that the husband was not invited to the wedding. So, of course, the couple being Kyle and Mauricio, the event being Nikki's wedding. And so I'm going to explain this to you. This is great. So Maurizio is one of the most successful real estate people in the country.
Oh, okay.
And he owns a really outrageously successful real estate company. And he worked for the Hiltons when he met Kyle, like when they were like young. He learned everything about real estate, learned how to do it, created like a Rolodex of clients. And then when he got old enough, I actually kind of don't agree with this blind saying that he like poached them. I think that they treated him really poorly, and he's also not white.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he was treated like complete fucking garbage probably by that family. And he eventually ventured off, created his own firm. And now he's like wildly successful. He stole all their clients. And now like the Hiltons allegedly have never really gotten along with him because of that. So I don't know how much I think that's true, that they're like, it made it seem like the Hiltons were like innocent in that, but I don't think that they were like treating him well.
Yeah.
Just my two cents.
The husband of this West Coast housewife, who has kept his infidelities fairly well hidden after being busted a couple years ago, got busted again. This time, though, it was by his wife. She wouldn't leave him, though, not a chance. She just doesn't want to know about the other women. And that's Kyle and Maurizio. And the following blind. This former A-list tweener actress from back in the day turned B-lister just found out from her son that her ex-husband is hooking up with her best friend, or should we say former best friend? And that's Kim Richards, Greg Davis, and Brandy Glanville.
Despite someone with her 24/7, this former child star turned nobody, turned reality star, got into some prescription pills and tried to unalive herself. And it says, ex-husband Morty Brinson died this week after, So Kim had this really weird Kim had a very unique relationship with her ex-husband Morty, where they were like friends throughout the rest of their lives. And he died of cancer while she was filming the show. And I think that that was one of the reasons that she relapsed. She was in like a horrifically dark place. So like, if that blind item is true, then that would make sense if it was around that time. Poor Kim.
I'm so sad for this woman.
She's really sad. And we are in 2016 now, by the way. This cable reality star from that franchise, who also used to act as a child, is now on multiple reality shows. She also knows that if she's gone from home for longer than a day, her part-time reality star husband will have someone else in her bed. So she makes sure she comes home every night. And that was Kyle while she was filming The Celebrity Apprentice.
And then the final blind of 2016. This former child actress from way back in the day turned nobody, turned now multiple reality star, was sipping from a flask before a recent interview. She's never going to get sober. And that's Kim Richards with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the mother-daughter experiment.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Olieyi was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest, and how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
It's so sad. Like, addiction is such a bitch, you know? And, you know, we've talked about this, like, briefly. We have family members who have been addicts and are still in addiction. I can't imagine those family members also being on TV and being famous.
That's what I think about every time.
Because it just feeds into that ego, and it feeds into that, like, you know, they don't, maybe they don't know how else to escape.
And like having other, you know, the Real Housewives is such like a toxic show, like having other cast members like use the relapse or sobriety as storyline or as a way to be vengeful or whatever. Like, it's just so dark.
It's just, yeah.
You know, it's like disgusting.
Now, I feel like with like certain shows, maybe not Real World or like The Challenge, like shows I'm more familiar with, Teen Mom, mm-hmm. but sobriety doesn't seem like super celebrated on Bravo.
No.
Other than Bravo. With Carl from Summer House.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the MTV shows, because I feel like people love to talk about like the Challenge and stuff, for example, people being drunk. Like there are certain shows where like the culture is like partying mm-hmm. and people talk about it a lot, but they don't ever really talk about how dark it is that Bravo does. Like there's a lot of addiction on that network, a mm-hmm. ton, pretty much across the board. Every show has some sort of, especially in the Housewives, like the Real Housewives of New York, they are all addicts.
Yeah.
They are all addicts. And some of them are like not even functioning addicts. Like Sonia Morgan.
Yeah.
At points has not been a functioning addict. Like it's crazy.
Now with these Bravo shows, I know like Teen Mom specifically, if you know someone who's struggling with addiction, call this number. Does Bravo do anything like that?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I wanted to just ask.
No, I can't even think of any time that they have. I mean, I think they maybe did disclaimers for when Taylor's husband killed himself, mm-hmm. but I don't think that they do it at all, which is yeah. wild.
There are two blinds from 2017. At this point, I feel like this former child actress who was great as a teen actress and is now a wreck as an adult reality star should do what Lindsay Lohan should have done. That is, go do some easy LA jail time and don't worry about probation and drug tests and whatnot. Do your time and be done with it, because you're going to keep failing drug test after drug test and dragging your case in negative publicity out for years. And of course, that's Kim, the final blind of 2017. This former A-plus list reality star who is not really liked by anyone other than drug dealers and Joe Francis and some members of her family got her kind of celebrity cousin hooked on coke. She just hates using alone. And that's allegedly Paris Hilton with Kyle Richards' daughter, Farrah. And this is the first blind of 2018. This former child/tween/teen actress turned reality star turned celebrity needs rehab again. At this point, she should really commit to a good 6 months there to try and get better once and for all. And I feel like Enti's blinds about Kim Richards are like pretty rough.
Yeah.
Like there are certain people he gives a little bit of grace to, but it doesn't sound like he's giving her any grace at all.
No, he's pretty cold to the housewives in general.
Okay.
If the amount of coke consumed at the bachelor party is any indication, then the wedding reception being hosted by a reality family should be one for the ages. Will there be a buffet and will it be an option? Or will it just be in front of plates of people who wish to partake? And that was a Baron Hilton blind, but Kyle and Kim were at the wedding. This A-list reality star who controls an empire at this point still found time to wine and cocaine the other night to celebrate a new endeavor with a very old friend who was also a reality star. Almost 3 decades ago, it was a nightly thing for the pair who all of you know. And that's Kris Jenner and Kyle Richards. And that was them celebrating American Woman, which got like half of a season. This B-plus list reality star from multiple shows on the same network loves to show off his very expensive lifestyle, and his more famous reality wife is the same way. He isn't showing it, but the B-lister might have to sell off a significant part of his company to stay afloat because of some very shady deals that he's pulled off. The layer of the stinking onion are just now coming to light, and more customers are wondering if he screwed them over too. And that is Maurizio and, of course, the agency.
And this is the final blind of 2018. We have an American Music Awards blind. An interesting story being shared last night by this West Coast housewife. Apparently, despite the jinx effect, she was going to get a second season. Then her ostensible boss intervened and called in some favors, and the show went bye-bye. The boss wanted her all for himself. And that's Kyle Richards with Alicia Silverstone in the show American Woman, and Andy Cohen saying nope.
Ugh. And we are now in 2019. And that's what I'm talking about. People believe that Kyle and Andy have some sort of contractual, weird friendship thing going on. Because Andy claims to not play favorites, but he obviously has favorites.
Was Bethany one of his favorites, or am I making that up?
Bethany was the favorite.
Oh, okay.
The number one favorite. Could have asked him to get up out of his seat during reunion and sat in it, and he probably would have.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. So we're now in 2019. In an attempt to keep drama high for next season, look for this former friend turned West Coast housewife who got fired from the show to make a comeback. Will she set a new record for wine drinking? Who wants another sister? And that's actually a Brandy Glanville blind.
This former back-in-the-day A-list teen actress had someone write down all of the horrors that befell her courtesy of the men her mom forced her to be with to land parts to feed the family. She was talked out of publishing it by a family member who wants the world to think she got all her parts by hard work and not her sister on her back. And that's Kim and Kyle. Ooh.
So can you imagine if you, it's like your sister knows that the reason that you have a career is because your mom pimped you out to old men since you were a child, forced you to marry people that you didn't want to marry, literally used you as currency, as we always say. And then your sister judges you for it, throws you under the bus, questions why you're acting this way. Why are you an alcoholic? What's wrong with you? Like, just gaslighting you your entire life. Like, you're crazy. As you're looking at her have this amazing life, amazing home, amazing family, husband, children, dog, picket fence, wealthy, gorgeous. And she has that because of you being fucking abused as a kid. Like, that's wild.
That's so insane. And obviously we've said they're both abused, right?
Right.
But like, fuck.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what to say. I genuinely, this is like, it's so crazy to me that it's so open about how Kim was treated when she was younger, but people are just like, yeah, well, look how fucked up she got.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. And people generally have such a spot in their, like a warm spot in their heart for Kim. People love Kim Richards.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good.
And yeah. And this is why, you know, and we are now in 2019. Fans can sign as many petitions as they want, but this housewife, who is an original to the franchise, has it in her contract that she gets to stay until she quits. There can be no firing of Kyle Richards.
I want that contract.
Me too.
Troy, I'm going to make you sign a contract with me. Neither of us can quit.
You cannot quit.
The end.
The end.
And these are the last two blinds of 2018. The feud between these two A-list reality star siblings has reached a new level that apparently includes them not speaking to each other. And that's Kyle and Kim. And the final blind of 2019, the husband of this housewife cleared one legal hurdle by writing a massive check. The thing is, though, he still has a couple of other checks he's going to have to write to finally clear himself of this mess his greedy self brought upon them. And that's Kyle and Maurizio.
Yeah. It's really Maurizio, but it's really Maurizio, but Lisa Vanderpump calls him Maurizio. So I like to say Maurizio. Okay.
Well, it's better than Mercutio or whatever the fuck I call them.
Mercutio!
That was my bad. I feel bad about that one. I was like reading it and it just came out as like Romeo and Juliet names. I don't know.
You're like vagina.
Before we get into 2020, I want to ask you about Erica Jane, and I'm sure we'll get to some blinds, but I watched that Housewife in the Hustler, I think it was called. What do you think of that whole situation?
To be honest with you, like, it's funny that you brought up Romeo and Juliet because it's very like Shakespeare to me. Like, honestly, I think it's so crazy that this woman introduced herself to the world as, you know, a former poor person who married a rich man. She had this kind of like campy Anna Nicole thing where it was like, yeah, I married rich and he's old and so what, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it was very like in your face. I don't give a fuck. This is my life. We are wealthy. I spend a lot of money. I only wear archived couture. And, you know, it's like, it was such a disgusting display of fucking wealth, rubbing it in people's faces like I've never seen on Housewives. Like, just fuck you, money. And to have it all stripped, and she's such an asshole, and like, she's so protected. She was always protected by her money and by the image and the glam, and like, she never had to really like open up or talk about shit really on the show, because she could just show up in latex and everybody would be like, oh, Erica Jane. And now she doesn't have that money to hide behind, and we're seeing her for who she really is. And she's a fucking monster. Now she's just some lady. You know what I mean? And she's a fucking monster. And I just think like, it's so crazy the way that it all played out, you know? Mm-hmm. What did you think about it as somebody who was like on the outside of it?
I mean, maybe I'm naive to say this, considering I am not in a long-term relationship with someone ever, right? It's just like, where the fuck do you think this money was coming from? And maybe like, maybe you didn't ask because you just enjoyed the money. Mm-hmm. But there has to be at some point where you're like, hey, unless you're genuinely like a narcissist who believes that they deserve all of this money and no questions ever. But I don't know how you would not ask, like, hey, like,
right,
where did you get some of this?
Yeah, I agree. Because there was a person in that documentary who said, I don't remember what the exact wording was, but he had said something like, lawyers aren't rich like this.
Yeah.
Like, lawyers, and I never thought about that. Even though they had a church in their home and all this shit, I was just like, yeah, he's a successful lawyer, and he worked on the Aaron Brockovich case, and he's rich. Like, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. Like, you know, but I never thought about it that way, that like, yeah, lawyers don't have like private jets.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be a point, in my opinion, where she would be like, where is this all coming from? And again, maybe she didn't care because she was getting the money and like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But to me, that just makes her even look like even worse. I don't know. There's no looking good for her.
Yeah. And that's sort of the never ending debate. Like, did she know? Did she not know? I don't think it's possible that she didn't know. I think, like you said, maybe she didn't want to know. But at the same time, she knew that, I think that she knew he was doing some shady shit, but like, he like crossed all of his T's and dotted his I's, and he would never get caught.
Yeah. And
maybe I don't know exactly what he's doing, but it's not legal, but I know he takes care of everything and it will be fine.
Yeah. I mean, I buy a new pair of AirPods and everyone's like, where'd you get that money to get new AirPods? Yeah. Let alone like a $30,000 glam squad.
Yeah. Being like, you want to go to the church inside my home? I built a temple.
I fucking hate her voice so much, Troy.
Get the fuck out of here.
So we are now in 2020. A new book coming out about this former child/teen actress turned reality star claims the mother of the actress sold her to men for sex on almost a daily basis. And that is Kim. And she discussed being a, quote, whipping post as a sister and tell all memoir, the whole truth. Yeah, that saying alone is like, shit.
Yeah, the whipping post thing is wild.
And is she the middle daughter? I know that that like doesn't always have to deal with stuff, but you always hear like middle child.
Oh yeah, I believe in birth order things. I think that's all true.
and then The Following Blind. Get ready for a whole season of hearing about this, quote, feud between two husbands of housewives. That won't be boring at all to hear about all season. A non-existent feud about which millionaire got the worst business deal. Oh, and a minimum of three appearances from the former A-plus list reality star. And that is Maurizio and Kyle against Rick and Kathy. And they wanted Paris Hilton to be on the show, it says. Has Paris made an appearance yet? I'm shocked.
Mm-mm, she never has.
I'm so surprised.
I know. It's interesting. I don't really get it. Like, I guess there's got to be more going on behind the scenes. But yeah, Paris and Nikki both have not appeared on the show. And I know that Kathy has probably asked them to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay, this one I think is like a revisit of an old blind, but whatever. So over the past several months, I've written about this former A-lister that you all know. She is far removed from A-list now, but everyone knows her name. I've written about the abuse that she endured as a tween and that no one had the A-lister's best interests at heart. In one of my first times discussing one scenario she was put through by a family member, she did say that when the family member passed, that the former A-lister will finally speak out publicly. Apparently added to that will be the times the family member would sell access to fittings and costume oh my God. Trigger warning. Sorry, I should have said that at the top. Apparently added to that will be the times that the family member would sell access to fittings and costume changes to men at the rate of $5,000 per shoot. There was always a limit of four or five men who would be seated in the area where the former A-lister would be changing in and out of outfits while being completely naked underneath their clothes. The only rule was that there was no touching, but if the situation was right and the family member needed cash, that too could be arranged.
Oh,
good God. I don't remember what it is. I want to say that it's like the Daily Mail did a tell-all about the Richard sisters, specifically about Big Kath and the stuff that she did to Kim. And I think that this might be in reference to that because it says exclusive, how Kim Richards' boozing gold-digging stage mom forced her to perform for her male friends and pushed her to marry a millionaire and cheat on him to snag a billionaire. Best-selling author reveals about reality star in rehab. If you like Google those words loosely, I believe the Daily Mail article will come up and it's very telling.
You know, what's so insane, obviously, I don't know how, it doesn't sound like they've portrayed Kim great from everything I'm learning. Whereas this could be such a big, like, moment to talk about abuse in Hollywood.
Mm.
And again, like, it's up to Kim to tell her story, but it sounds like she keeps trying to. And everyone's just like, no.
Mm-hmm. I know. And it's like so Beverly Hills that like, that's what, how it's being handled.
And it's so gross that now Diana Jenkins is on the show.
How wild is that?
Wow. Like full circle in the worst way.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
I know. This episode's rough. I know.
This housewife, quote, friend was the person offered up by Los Angeles mobster back in the day when he needed someone for a threesome. She would do anything for him because he provided her coke for free. And she was a huge addict. And that's Faye Resnick, who is a friend of Kyle Richards, and Anthony Fiato.
I only refer to Faye Resnick as the morally corrupt, but yes, fuck Faye Resnick. I can't stand her, but that's a wild blind. Can't wait to see the storyline where this housewife thinks her husband is cheating with the former naked celebrity turned reality star. And that's Kyle cheating with Kendra Wilkinson. What? Oh, because she hired Maurizio as her real estate agent. Wow, that would have been a gorgeous storyline.
So we are now in 2021, sheltering home from lawsuits. When I get information best used as a blind item, I consider many things, including whether or not I want to put negative information out about the person or persons involved. Really? Okay. I originally passed on this blind item mostly because it didn't make that much sense, but nothing is making sense on this franchise lately. So here we go. This couple with multiple steady income streams purchased a new home a while back and took out a traditional mortgage for about 70% of the purchase price. That seemed excessive to me at the time. But the weird part is that they recently took out a second mortgage with a private lender at a high interest rate to up their debt on the house close to 100%. This makes no sense. Again, the couple doesn't have a cash flow problem. Hiding assets? My source for this blind item suspects that this couple is making sure that there is no real financial asset to the house. Why would they do this? There have been numerous lawsuits related to some business dealings recently. Should they lose a major lawsuit, there would be no way to force the sale of the house because there's no equity there. And that would just result in the bankruptcy liquidation, essentially just paying off their mortgages. This is similar to the way Teresa was able to keep her house. Also, Gretchen Rossi did something similar when she was entangled with some photographers in a lawsuit. There are also rumblings that their offshore business will allow for assets to be moved out of the courts of jurisdiction. And that's Kyle and Maurizio. And I just felt like I was on Shark Tank the way I read that blind.
Yeah, I was like thinking the whole time, like I could never be like a wealthy person who is like a shady businessman because I don't even know how to use these fucking terms. Like, I don't understand what it means to hide assets. Like, I don't get that. Like, how do you hide that you bought something? How do you hide that you own a home? How does that shit? I don't get it.
How do you politely ask your lawyer, how do I hide this money so I don't go to jail in hypothetical?
Yeah, like, I don't get what...
what do I need to do to not go to jail?
I could never. And I don't get what offshore means. I'd be like, sure. I just agree to everything. Uh-huh.
It's in like a buoy in the middle of the Pacific.
I'm like, what island is this shore? This back in the day A-plus list reality star / sex tape star is in a war with her mom because the mom is now on television trying to make it seem as if she is the motherly kind. This former A-lister is not having it. And that's Paris and Kathy, who is now a cast member of The Real Housewives.
So I have always wondered about that. And it seems like the next blind, we'll talk about it too. But after Paris's documentary came out, I was like, how is Kathy out there acting like she doesn't know how to use like a plug-in fan or whatever?
I mean, she is the greatest actress I've ever seen, honestly. I've never seen anything like it. And they are so smart to like play on people's short-term memory, like as if Kathy Hilton hasn't been on 40 TV shows.
Yeah.
She has had her own reality shows. She had her own Apprentice or whatever. Or not Apprentice, but it was like Wanna Be a Hilton or whatever.
I do remember that.
Like, she has been on TV and people are acting like they've never even heard mention that Paris Hilton had a mother. It's crazy.
Who's Hunky Dory? This cable channel is about to have a huge issue on its hands. The channel is spending big bucks on PR and promotional gimmicks to make this housewife seem lovable. The former reality star is having none of it and is set to release audio and video and personal stories, which will show the housewife for who she really is. It won't be pretty. The abuse at her hands was horrific. And that's Bravo with Kathy Hilton and her daughter Paris wanting to release audio. It does seem like Paris is kind of, whether she truly feels this way or not, has really been like, okay, my mom is famous now and we're all going to be likable.
Yeah, I agree. I think that for the better, like, what's the word, the phrase? What's that phrase, like, for the better of everybody involved? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. For the betterment of everybody involved?
Yeah, it's in everybody's best interest to just play nice, pretend to be really sweet girls, humble, down to earth, relatable, like complete bullshit. And I don't know if you've heard that like Kathy was involved in this like big thing with like the editing this year on the show where she maybe said something racist.
I kind of heard that.
Yeah.
And but like Bravo fans or pages that I follow were like, we will never cancel Kathy.
It's so odd. People are fucking weird. You guys have fun with your hunky-dory. At this point, there really needs to be an intervention for this back-in-the-day teen actress turned housewife turned sometimes reality star. The rest of the family is all caught up in their glory while the former housewife looks like she could end up dead at any minute. And that's, of course, Kim.
That is, I am so sad for Kim.
I know, it's horrible. You just know that this season of The Real Housewives, the always matchy match designer wearing housewife, Dorit Kemsley, loves not having the spotlight on her shady finances. There's always a buzz that her shady husband got another husband, Kyle Richards' husband, Maurizio, to invest in something which has promises of making lots of money, but is just another way for the couple to make it look like they have money. Anyway, this is not about any of that, but rather that the housewife announced a partnership, which is Dorit Kemsley's luxury bridal collection, with a bridal designer, Nektaria, who is basically banned from doing business in several countries because of taking in thousands upon thousands of wedding dresses that cost a fraction of that amount and has been known to fall apart as they are put on. So in other words, Dorit partnered with this designer, Nektaria, who is a shady business person. They're selling shit dresses for a ton of money, pretending that they're luxury, and it's fraud. And Dorit is another one. I'm sure we'll do a Dorit episode one day, but it's just robbing Peter to pay Paul to like be wealthy on TV. Classic Real Housewives.
Wasn't she robbed? And people were like, I don't know if she was really robbed or if it was just like because shady business stuff.
Yeah, they were robbed. And I feel weird even like debating it because it seemed really traumatic for her. And I think that it was real, but I also think that they undeniably are. They're going to go to jail. I mean, they will end up in jail at some point.
Okay.
For something. They're just very shady business people.
The newfound narrative for this reality star who used to do more coke than almost anyone still alive is that she's a sweet mom and not a drunken mess like her reality star sister. So silent about her most recent drunken escapades at that restaurant. And that's Kathy Hilton. And apparently she was wearing a tablecloth at a restaurant.
This was a while ago. And I remember this was like a big deal. But yeah, she got like wasted at a restaurant and everybody saw. Like it was like viral.
Whomst among us haven't been drunk at dinner once or twice.
You have to hand it to this West Coast housewife. Even when all the critics had their screener links canceled because the studio knew how bad it was, she kept plugging / promoting her new movie. To be called a disaster would be kind. This should effectively end her acting career for good. Okay, it was... First of all, I didn't appreciate that. You see my face?
Yeah.
First of all, Halloween Kills was insanely successful, and they signed on to do another one immediately because it was so good. Yeah. And Kyle's acting was actually pretty good. I don't like that blind. Anyway, moving on.
Several cast members have been trying to bring up the past parenting decisions of this housewife, many of which have been addressed by at least one child. Other offspring of that housewife were also mentioned. Considering who kind of runs the show for that housewife franchise, I don't think they'll make it into the final edit. And that's Kathy Hilton with Paris and Conrad Hilton and Kyle Richards. Conrad Hilton is a menace to society.
Yeah. Conrad Hilton reminds me of like, if Gossip Girl was real life, he would be on it for sure.
Conrad, have you ever seen the movie 12 with Chase Crawford and 50 Cent?
Yes, I have.
He would be that guy with the samurai sword.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And he would be really happy to know that we're talking about him right now. I'm
and
sure.
Just so you guys know, just Google Conrad Hilton. He's like allegedly tried to like like really hurt his ex-girlfriends and just not a good person.
Yeah, he just like, Conrad always makes me think of like, we talk about this a lot, but just like that Gossip Girl era of being famous, like guest of a guest and stuff.
You know, he's, I know you still haven't watched Gossip Girl, Troy. One day I'll get you to watch one fucking episode.
I know.
But he's like if Chuck Bass was in real life and never had one redeeming quality.
Because he is very unlikable. He's a dick.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a total piece of shit.
Okay. He will never be on The Real Housewives. They'll make sure of that. This West Coast housewife always wears gloves during sex. Not rubber gloves, but gloves all the time. And that's Erica Jane.
These two Beverly Hills housewives are accusing each other of using surrogates to bid up the prices on a charity auction, which puts an actual dollar value on who is more famous slash loved by the fans.
Oh my God.
So far, the lip filler lover is losing to one who has had multiple siblings on the show. A side note is that a niece of the housewife is actually besting both of them by a lot. And that's Kyle, Lisa, and Nikki Hilton being the niece.
I don't think Nikki Hilton would ever want to speak to me, but for some reason, I really want to talk to her.
What do you want to say to her?
What the fuck?
Like, what's going on with your family?
Yeah, because I feel like she's always been like, and I know I'm wrong with this, because I know she'd be partying just as hard as Paris was, but she's been so good at keeping it quiet.
She's amazing at keeping it quiet, yeah. She really just, I guess like her not having the desire to be famous has always really benefited her.
And she married into that super, super rich family.
The Rothschilds. I mean, basically,
people who run the country.
Yeah, like she, her mansion is under the city. You know?
And this is the final blind of the episode. This has been a rough one.
I know. I'm sorry, you guys.
This former West Coast housewife is pissed off that she's off the show. I'm totally trying to go to bed. However, I keep forgetting to tell you about this housewife who's been groveling to come back. She's allegedly burning up the phone lines, begging for work. I know that could be any number of people, but this one is trying to stay in the news with her new projects. The thing is, her new projects aren't new. She keeps on franchising her name and calling them her new endeavors. And some of you fall for it. She's pissed that her arch enemy is doing multiple movies and is the star of the show that she left. We never really needed her dog and pony show in the first place. Please have a seat next to Nene Leakes on the You'll Never Know What You Have Until You Lost It. Goodbye. And that's Lisa Vanderpump wanting to come back to Real Housewives.
And that is the Richard sisters, kinda, and a little sprinkling of some other gals.
Now, I only know Lisa from, I think we've talked about this, from Vanderpump Rules, where she's just like kind of like the matriarch motherly figure. And I'm probably never going to watch Beverly Hills just because I've tried it like a few times, but I also don't want her like completely ruined for me.
I mean, the Lisa on Vanderpump is like, it's like some weird character that she made up. Like, it's not Lisa.
Okay.
It's like the doting mother figure. It's all bullshit. Like, it's none of that is at Lisa at all. She does not give a fuck about those people. She wants their lives to be in shambles. If anything, I think behind the scenes, she orchestrates their downfall for the show. That is wild. Like, Lisa, I don't know. She's an executive producer on that show.
Oh, okay. Say less.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not Lisa at all. Not at all.
Now, I know we usually end like, are they rotted? And obviously, I only know from these blind items. Mm-hmm. And I feel like specifically with the Richard sisters, I'm sorry, not Richardson. It's from the like roots of the tree that they're rotted because their family has like made them rotted.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because yeah, I agree.
I don't want to call Kim Richards rotted after we just read all this stuff because I don't think that's true. But no. I think where they come from is so rotted that like, yeah.
I think that Kim is a really good person at, in her heart. And like, I think that she is just, her family is horrible. Horrible. And she has that like Lindsay Lohan thing that I said earlier, where like, she still also can't help but like seek attention.
Yeah.
She is a child star and it's all she's ever known. And even in her 60s or however old she is now, like she's still kind of seeking that negative attention, just any kind of attention she can get, you know? It just makes me sad. Like she just makes me really sad. The whole family, honestly, is just really sad. And, you know, I know Kyle right now is like public enemy number one for sure. Like I don't, like I said, I don't think Kyle's going to be able to come back from this moment. And I'm pretty sure the reunion now is just going to revolve around this moment because she has to answer to it. And Andy can't like protect her this time because the whole country is livid. Everybody's talking about it. There are articles being written. Like it's crazy. So I guess we'll watch what happens. But yeah.
You honestly, I learned, as like disgusting as this episode was, like I did enjoy, it helped me like understand more. Because I've only seen those clips of Kim like crying in the back of a limo or whatever. But I feel like we should do like a Lisa episode, but she might kill us.
No, we have to do Lisa. Doing this little
Vanderpump and Rena.
Yeah, I like doing little groupings like this. So I think that'd be fun to do the Lisas. That'd be really fun.
Yeah, well, this was a great episode, Troy. You did great.
Thanks.
Tell the people, give the people some advice, Troy.
Oh God. Okay, so as a person who came home from house sitting the other day, walked into my apartment and heard pissing, I was like, somebody's peeing in here. And I went into my bathroom and it was my neighbor peeing in my apartment because his toilet from upstairs was leaking through my ceiling. So he was in fact, in a sense, peeing in my apartment. And you
Hang
know,
on, this isn't the first time this has happened. One time while we were recording.
Oh yeah. I was like, I'm just gonna let it drip. I don't know what to do. So you know, the classic when life gives you lemons kind of gig. I was like, this is an excuse to just get a hotel and I'm not even going to just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
An excuse to get a hotel that had a fucking hot tub and just make it a little solo vacay moment for myself and try and make the most of it. So when life gives you lemons or whatever, the old adage.
And don't forget, guys, we have shows this weekend, Minneapolis. There's only like 10 tickets left. Denver, let's see you there. And then we have Philly at the end of the month and DC at the beginning of August. And we can't wait to see you guys.
Please come kiki with us. We've been working on our choreography nonstop.
There's actually a musical number now.
Yeah.
We sing Shallow.
It's only a musical show. We sing everything, actually. We sing every word we say.
Can't wait to see you guys there.
And thank you for listening to this episode. We hope that you enjoyed it and we love you very much. Bye.
Bye.